Namaste. This is the ninth training class, The Soul's Journey, Part 2. We want to start talking about the three stages of soul development. The first stage is the ego stage. Let me get to my notes here. The ego stage is where the soul, when they first come here, never having a conscious mind and not knowing how to create, they create out of necessity, which is breathing, eating, drinking, and fulfilling their sensual desires. So it's basically a selfish stage where the soul is learning how to use the conscious mind and how to create. They're still programmed to learn wisdom, but they learn wisdom through trial and error, not consciously looking for wisdom. The next stage is the spiritual man stage, and they learn their creations is to satisfy responsibilities. They're looking to take care of family, take care of work, take care of friends, the relationship to the community, the relationship to their country. They start to dabble into the esoteric teachings, meditations, astrology, numerology, palmistry. They're starting to show an interest in that. Most likely they're programmed religious programming. We'll leave it at that. In other words, raised to believe a certain belief system. And then the third stage is the co-creator God stage. And they create in alignment with universal laws and principles of harmony, balance, order, and unity for the good of all. Those are basically the three stages. The soul is programmed to learn wisdom. To become a co-creator God, God knows all things. God is wise in everything in creation. So the soul is programmed to learn wisdom through life experiences. That's how you learn, trial and error. So in the ego stage, wisdom is learned through their selfish motives, abusing others, and then feeling the karmic effect of universal laws of cause and effect and principles of harmony, balance, order, and unity. So they learn quickly about reaping their abuse to others, and it happens to them. So little by little, the ego stage soul developer is learning that his actions have an effect, a reoccurring effect on his life experiences. The spiritual man learns about self. He learns about his relationship to creation through his responsibilities of family, work, self, meditation. They're more conscious about not being selfish, but not quite being selfless. They still have a little bit of the ego. They do things for self. They want to please themselves, but they also are consciously aware of the responsibilities to work, family, community, friends, and so forth. And not to say they don't create karma, or they don't abuse other people, or they don't misuse their energies, but they're starting to become aware of maybe their thoughts affect their body, their health, that certain thoughts, unhealthy thinking shows up in the body as unhealthy conditions in the body, and so forth. So they're becoming a little bit more aware that there's more to life than what they believe there is. In the third stage, the co-creator God stage, they learn wisdom by being conscious in every moment. They're aware that their thoughts, words, and actions must be aligned with universal laws and principles of harmony, balance, order, and unity for the good of all. It's for easy for them to manifest because their actions are selfless. They don't think about themselves, they think about others. And when you think about others in your manifestations, the universe will support your manifestations out of respect. Plus, you're a co-creator God now. They're aware of being a co-creator God. They're aware that there's no doubt when they want something and they know it's right and it's in alignment with universal laws and principles of harmony, balance, order, and unity, it will show up in their life. When will it show up? It makes no difference. The soul in the co-creator God stage is patient to know when the time is right, it will show up. His manifestations will show up in his life. So now we get to the point where we have the three stages of soul development, and what most souls are not realizing is the applications of the conscious mind and how the conscious mind is actually pretty simple. Your conscious mind is like a audio video recorder system. Everything the conscious mind sees, it's recorded into the subconscious mind. Now, the conscious mind is responsible for passing only truth to the subconscious mind. So, for an example, 2 + 2 = 4, that's a truth. So, it will file that truth into the subconscious mind. 5 + 5 = 30. No, that's not true. So, that will not go into the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind takes everything the conscious mind sends it and believes it to be a truth. It doesn't edit it. It says that that's not my job. The job to edit this, whether it's a truth or not, is the responsibility of the conscious mind. So there's things that go into the conscious mind that the soul believes to be a truth, but is not a truth. When I was drinking the ayahuasca in Peru, and I spent 5 years visiting Peru for 10 to 20 days at a time, one of the drinkings, I was shown a light body. It was a body in an outline of a body filled with filaments of strands of lights going through it to outline the body. And on the body were clumps of sticky stuff. So if you were playing the light body, and if you, like a guitar, and you playing the guitar instead of going ping, it would be plunk, all right? Because the gummy substance on the light body prevented the light body from vibrating and radiating. So there's a prayer on the website. It's called the prayer to remove emotional parasites. And what this does is it's a very simple prayer. Since you have these fears or unhealthy thoughts or unhealthy truths on your light body, you have to take them off one by one off your light body. The same thing as if you have an audio recorder and you record something that you don't like, you go back and you find that spot that needs to be removed because it doesn't fit in your recording. So let's say you're recording a birthday party and someone acts up and carries on. So you go back and you delete that portion of the birthday party that the person is acting up so it doesn't ruin the whole video. Well, same thing with your body. Let's say, for example, that you're learning how to swim. And during the learning process of swimming, you slip and you fall in the water and you go under the water and you can't swim and you have a difficult time and someone rescues you and you have a fear of the water. Well, that event is passed to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind believes that, it doesn't know it's not a truth. It believes the conscious mind passed that event to it, so it must be a truth. So that fear is now on your subconscious mind. So what you need to do is go back and remove that fear off your light body, out of your subconscious mind. And the process is very, very simple. All you have to do is activate the fear. Let's say, for example, you're afraid of swimming. So what you do is you activate the fear of swimming, and if water, someone's going to push you in the water, and you feel the fear in your light body, in your subconscious mind. You feel the fear in your body. You put your left hand above the navel, your right hand on your heart, and you say, after you activate the feeling, you say, this feeling is not mine. This feeling does not belong to me. I release this feeling in love now and forever. Amen. Instantaneously, that fear is removed from your light body. Instantaneously. I don't care if you've had that on your light body for 30 years. That fear is gone. So on the website, on the home page, you'll see this prayer to remove emotional parasites. We call them emotional parasites. After I received the teachings from the Egyptian god Thoth in Sydney, Australia, back in 2012, I took the prayer home to work with it on my light body because I thought, wow, this is kind of neat. But when I was working with it, the Archerians, seventh dimension spiritual beings who are masters of the emotions, came in and started teaching me that these feelings are parasites, emotional parasites, that they actually are entities on your light body. And they will play with your conscious mind in your thinking pattern. So in other words, if you go to remove a fear of water, the fear, the parasite that dominates this fear will intervene into your mind to tell you, nah, you don't have to remove this fear. It's not really bothering you. When's the next time you're going to go swimming? Don't worry about it. Let it go. Don't remove this fear. And so you may or may not keep this fear, but as a soul, God doesn't fear anything. God doesn't fear anything. And as a soul in training to become a co-creator God, you should not fear anything. So you should remove all fears from your light body. The more fears you remove from your light body, the more vibrant you can be and radiate to the highest possible being that you are. So it's extremely important that you remove these from your light bodies. All right? Now, very simple process to do that, and it's on the website. So there's other things in your subconscious mind that you believe is a truth. You must review everything in your subconscious mind that you believe is a truth. Your parents tell you things because it was a truth to your parents. They pass it down to their children that this is a truth, and it may not be a truth. So what you have to do is review what your parents told you. Some parents will tell you, you know, you're not smart enough. You're not intelligent enough. You're not tall enough. You're not thin enough. You're too fat. You're too small. You're too tall. You got big ears. You got big lips. Things that are projected on you that you believe to be a truth. You need to get rid of these feelings. You need to get rid of all unhealthy feelings, unhealthy truths on your light body. All right. I want to talk about emotions and the God embedded emotions in your light body. But we'll save that. We'll save that for the third teaching. But for now, what we're going to do is close this teaching down now. So y'all have a great day. Much love and peace to all. Namaste. Bye-bye. See all the teachings of the Golden Ones at the YouTube channel, Timothy Doyle, The Golden Ones. Or visit us at www.thepathtooneness.com. Also visit us on Facebook at The Path to Oneness.